Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I want to just tell you about assuming things. I a long time ago, things were very different when I was coming up as a kid, and I learned many things. And one of the things I learned was don't assume anything ever. I mean, just kind of like a little funny story. When I was very young, my grandma used to send me to the store. In fact, my dad used to send me to the bar to get beer for him. I would get my little red wagon. It was a little radio flyer, I remember it, and he would put the empty case of beer in there, and then you return the empties, and then they give you a new case, and you pay for the beer. Obviously it was $2 for a case of beer back then. My dad bought the absolute cheapest. It was like Blatz or Pabst Blue Ribbon or some other equally crappy beer back then. So I would, as a little kid, I mean, I was like five or six years old, and this is the truth. I would get my wagon with the beers, and they'd pin a note to me. I had a note pinned on me, and I had $2 in my pocket, and I'd walk to the store, pulling my wagon behind me. It was like a block away, through an alley, and everything. It was crazy. A little kid. Could have been abducted, could have been murdered, didn't matter. You know, you had plenty of kids, so it didn't really play into it. So here I was. I'd go to the store and hand the guy the note at the bar. It was a bar, it wasn't a store. I hand the guy the bar, and it was the Wonder Bar was the name of the bar. The Wonder Bar. It's like, you know, Wonder Bar German, but it was like a Wonder Bar. So anyhow, I went to Wonder Bar. I hand him the $2. I hand him the note and $2, and he gave me a new fresh case of beer and take my bottles and take my empties, and I'd turn right back around and go home. So you do that. And for my grandma, I used to go to the store. I was always the kid who went to the store because I was the oldest, second oldest, and the biggest. And I would go to the store and get my grandma something. And every time I went to the store, she would give me something like, let me buy a Twinkie for 12 cents when I went to the store for. You know, I'd go get her milk, bread, eggs, whatever, meat. Just hand a note to the person at the store, and they'd go get the stuff for you. That's the way it was back then. So you hand them the thing, and they go get the food, put it in a box or bag, put it in your wagon, you bring it home. So she'd give me 12 cents when I go to the store. Every time I went, she would give me the 12 cents. Well, one time I went, and she didn't tell me, oh, here's 12 cents for you to go buy a Twinkie. She or whatever you want, a Suzy Q. She didn't tell me. So I assumed because I was a little kid. You know, you got in a habit. Oh, yeah, well, she must have forgot to tell me. So I just bought the Twinkie anyway. Come back home. Oh, my God, she unleashed the wrath of God on me for 12 cents. Like I had stolen the 12 cents, and I was a bad boy, and Jesus was going to be mad at me, and I was going to go to hell. Here I am crying my brain out over a freaking 12-cent Twinkie. And I learned at that time that you never assume. Everything could be the same every day, but you go and do something under an assumption, you will be burned. And I was burned. And I learned. I learned that way. So I didn't, I think it cured me of even buying Twinkies for a long time. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor. Have a great one.